Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim, daf Ayin Dalet, and we're up to Omar Rav Tabat Shel Avodat Kochavim Shnidarva B'me'ata Ba'ot, which is about two lines up from the middle of the page, well, at the bottom of it. So we were talking yesterday about the various elements that are not bottle, and for whatever their reason they're not bottle, either they're a dover shebeminyan, they're balei chayim that ain't nidach, that are chashivei and betelim. So we had in the context of that an interesting halacha that if you could be tailor the case, the classic case that we had where there was the case of the Evorim Bali Mum that had gotten mixed up. So Rabbi Eliezer had said that Imkar Rosh Alechad Mehem Yikavu Kol HaRashim, and therefore you could be tailor that the Isser was in the one that had already been utilized, and therefore Rav said that the same thing should be true for Tabat Avodat Kochavi. So if one of them fell into the Yama Melach, it was completely Ovud, since really Midiorah, the halacha is that all of these cases are batal because the chumras of a dover chashuv and the chumras of a dover shebeminyan and anything else that we have, including the echad b'meya of truma and the echad b'matayim of klei hakerem and arla, they're all chumras and they're derabbanan dinim. So since midiraita it's batal, you could be samech already. The honor, the rabbanan, to say that if there's grounds to think that it's not here at all, be samech on that ground. And since one is completely gone, because it fell into the Yama Melech, it says that's the point, it has to be daft that it fell into the Yama Melech. As be it's gone, it's no longer part of the issue. If it's accessible, to the fact that it's separated out, that's not the issue. Then you could be tailored. It said it's gone. And the last thing that we learned was that in that case, even Rebbe Eliezer, Tiny Rebbe Eliezer, was only Mekel in a case where not only do you have what to be Seimechon, that it's gone, so that in the case of the Baal Mum, it was already Korav Agabi Mizbeach, forget it. In the case of the Tabat Shel Avodat Kochavim, it fell to Yama Melach, but also that in the act in which you're nene from, it says you're going to sell it, the remaining Tabaot, or you're going to bring up the remaining Roshim or whatever Aver had been brought to the Mizbeach, it would only be where not only do you have a right, not only do you have a basis to be Seimechon, it was Taylor. But also, the act that you're doing has to definitely be an act that includes Eter. So if you'd be bringing up Shnei Roshim Bevat Achad, two Evorim of that type, one of them is definitely kosher. It's only one fell in. So therefore, you're definitely not bringing up Kula Yisr and Mizbeach. Plus, there's grounds to say there's no Yisr here at all. Plus, the whole thing is bottle anyway, meteorites. There really isn't Yisr here at all, as far as the Torah is concerned. Put it all together, and you'd be able to sell in Rav, you'd be able to sell the Taba'ot in pairs. That's where we got up to. And according to this, it turns out that we have our Mishnah obviously didn't hold of this. It was only, because our Mishnah says even one in 10,000, they would all have to die. And if one of them died, we should already be able to be tailed on the one that died. So obviously our Mishnah doesn't hold this. And Rav was going, Alibir Rav Eliezer. Now we have a broad sense of the different approaches to the various chumras over here. Today continues the Gemara of another din of the Tabat, according to Rav. Rav Tabat shel avodat kochavim shnitarva b'me'ah tabaot. Let's say that me'ah, now nothing was lost. What happened is that it got split. So 40 out of those tabaot, 40 out of the 100, were poresh l'makom echad, and shishim were poresh l'makom echad. So now, we've already asked the tar of it. Okay. Now, one of the 40 that would be Poresh will not answer something else, but one of the 60 will. What possible difference could it make? Mishna achat ba'arba'im delo. Because you're assuming that Ruba is the place where the Yisr is. The Amrina Nisura Baruba Yite. You're saying, well, I mean, if you're already splitting the 40 and the 60, so then the statistical likelihood is that the Yisr is in the 60, is among the 60, not among the 40. There's a greater chance that that's where it would be. So, I mean, if that's the case, you could say also the same thing, that if Achaz B'Shishim, since over here, something of the Shishim now fell into something else. So you could also say that the one that was Porish was actually Heter, because the Yisura is still in the row. There's 59 left behind. One falls out. If you're ready to distinguish between the 40 that comes out of the 100 and to have the 60 be the content that includes the Isser, so then when one falls out of the 60, it can't possibly be worse than the 40 falling out of the 100. I don't understand what the difference is. So one falls out of the 60, it's the same thing. Where's the Isser? Undoubtedly in the 59. Very highly probable. So then we should say Isser b'Rabbeita. This doesn't make any sense, what you're saying.
The second
should be exactly the same as the first one. Ella, okay, sorry, let me see that different one. When we said Pirshu Arba'im, we said over there, because we were Semech, that the Shishim is where the Yisr was. There weren't two steps. What we said was like this, Rav. Pirshu Arba'im Kulam L'Mokom Echad. Then we're saying that that Shishim, in its entirety, won us. Not one falls out, the Arba'im, won't Aser. Not one falls out of the Arba'im. But the Shishim L'Mokom Echad, the Shishim will Aser. That's what we said. Not, you're right. Once already we would have something being perished from the Shishim. It would be no different than the Arboim. Ki Amrita Kameda Shmuel. So when I said this over in front of Shmuel, he said, you're talking about Avodas Kochavim? Tabot Avodas Kochavim? Forget about that. There you certainly, other things, yes. You'd be telling me a problem of Orla or something. I mean, that I could accept, but not Avodas Kochavim. Hanakl Avodat Kochavim, don't use these aterim when it comes to Avodat Kochavim. Because when it comes to Avodat Kochavim, as Sofik, as Sveik, Ad Sheferelov, will always be us. Remarkable enough with that kochavim, and therefore you cannot be semich, even if the arboim were pirshul amokam achri, even arboim would pass. But normalists are not. Ask the Gemara, where is there such a shita? Shmuel is coming up with this then. I'm going to show you, nobody owns such a thing. I'll bring you a brayta. Look at this brayta. We have two shitas, neither of which is true according to Shmuel. Safek avodat kochavim asura, sveik sveika mutar. That's clearly not like Shmuel. He said, Sveik Sveikata, Atsov Kalala. Ketzat, Koshel Avadat Kochavim, Shinafalo Otsar Molok Malekosot, Kulam Asurin. But if one of them is Porish, Pirish Echad Mehem Leribo, Umiribo Leribo. So in those cases, we would have Heter. So there clearly we're saying that a sveik sveik is mutter. True, says Shmuel, but it's a machlokas tanoim, the Tanya. And here's where we're really going to get Shmuel. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rimonei Badan Osrim Bechoshu. Now, Rimonei Badan has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Rimonei Badan has to do with Orla. They Aser anywhere Bechoshu. Ketzad, Nafal Echad Beyam Latoch Ribo, Miribo, Ribo, Asurin, even a sveik sveika will be Aser. Because they're not bottled. They're too chashiv to be bottled. They're telling me. Something which is so chashiv is never bottled, even in a, forget about Avodah Zarah, even in a regular Isser. Isser of Orla also wouldn't be bottled, even if it's arranged as a sveik sveika, from A to B, from B to C. Doesn't matter. Now, that's not like Shmuel. Shmuel said only Avodah Zarah.
So chashiv, where do I put that?
Sorry?
If they're so chashiv, where do you find 10,000 work?
You understand.
What
would you?
Okay.
It's cute. You sure you want to leave?
Definitely. Maybe not the same.
Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer. So this is not like Shmuel, because it's saying everything. Not talking about Avodah Zarah. Shmuel said, Hanach l'avodat kochavim. Here, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, any Yisr, if you're going to tell me that something is not bottled, then it's not bottled even in a sveik sveik. All right? Now, let's see, maybe the next sheet, that maybe it's like Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon. To the first Ribo, it's a Sur. Then miribu shlosha, the shlosha is mutter, the shlosha l'makom acher is mutter. That's not a problem. Now Shmuel is not going like either of these sheetahs. Is that helping us very much? Shmuel d'yomer, come on, ik Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda said this is true even in Rimonei Badan. Rimonei Badan, not Avodah Zarah. Afil b'shar asurim aser, even a sveik sveik. Ik Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon just said that Afilu b'avadot koravim. He didn't make a distinction between avodat koravim and anything else. He said Afilu b'avodat koravim nami shari. And don't try to tell me that, well, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon would agree that there's a difference between avodat zar and anything else. V'chite meshani lezal Rabbi Shimon bein avodat koravim l'shari surin. So then I got a question for you. That would mean that you're saying there's two shitot. One shita that holds davka avodat koravim we're makban tzvek tzveka. And one shita that holds that on all Yisroel we're makban on Sveik Sveika. So then who is the author of what we said before that avodat kochavim asura Sveik Sveika muteret? Nobody. I mean, like this, we have an answer. We have one man, the Omar, who holds, that's Rabbi Yehuda, all Yisroel are asur, even b'Sveik Sveika. And we have another time that holds all Yisroel are not asur. Even b'sveik sveik. Who is the author of this? That says sveik sveik is mutari by avodas kochavim. Money? Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Shimon. I mean, we don't have anybody. You know, it could be okay, fine. You're right. So it's Rabbi Shimon, and it's true according to him, sveik sveik is actually mutter in anything. So you're saying, who does he hold like? He doesn't hold like either of these shitas completely. He paskins half and half. So avalak Rabbi Yehuda b'chada, upolagalei b'chada. So he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that we aser even ribo l'ribo and so on, but only in avarat kochavim. Not in rimonei badan. So you have something that is choshev. I agree with you when it comes to avarat kochavim, we should be machmer and take that shita. If it's other things, then already we won't be so machmer, even if it's something that is in bottle, such as rimonei badan. So Shmuel Zavala like Rabbi Yehuda b'chada, upalagalei b'chada. Omar Mar, let me get this case over. You mentioned it, I think it was a concentrating as you mentioned it, but you say if it fell from 10,000 now into three, so then the three is mutter from out of the three, lo b'gam acher, it's mutter. What does three mean? Since when is three meaningful? I never heard of such a thing. Bittul Barov is two. Not three. You're saying, achas l'shlosha. What do you mean it fell into shlosha? Maishla shlosha. Because you have a rov. I mean, 2-1 isn't a rov. There's no shear of 3-1. So what are you telling me, three? Shlosha ikaruba, shnaim nami ikaruba. Yeah, it must be what it means. It fell into a mixture that contained three. Itself included, of course. So as it fell into another two. Well, what else could it mean? Now, that's crazy. Why would it mean three? So my shlosha dektani, tarte vahu, it means two plus itself. All right. I mean, I guess if you got no choice, you could say that. The ibayit ema. Now, there's two ways of understanding this ibayit ema. One way is that's the end of this question. Now, getting back to the original question. Remember that we had popped down into a level way below what we were talking about. We were talking originally about the question of who Shmuel holds like. While we were discussing that question, we went into the issue of why three in the case where three is mutter and so on. This ibayit ema could be part of the level that we're discussing, so it's coming to answer why three, or it could be the ibayit ema, which was on the previous question we had popped down from, which was who does Shmuel hold like? So Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one and Rabbi Shimon in the other. This ibayit ema may be referring to that. Or, getting back to what we were talking about, or ibayit ema, it means really that he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, who would be this Rabbi Eliezer? Well, that's the problem with this approach, is that if he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, we don't know who Rabbi Eliezer is, which is why Tosfos does not like this approach. But if he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, it's about a Rabbi Eliezer that, of course, you know who would we be talking about. We'd be talking about Rabbi Eliezer and Avodah Zorah, where the case over there was that you have 18 of Avodah Zorah that are Asurim. And as you recall, if you take a tanur, a brand new tanur, use those eights in your masik, the tanur is now has to be broken. There's nothing to do. Because you created the tanur out of avodah zarah. However, the din over there is that if it was yashan, and there's no problem with the tanur, you just wait till it cools down. If you bake pot, then that pot is asur abana. Okay. If it is nitarva, that pot now, Asur's other pot, when it gets mixed out. And over there, Rabbi Eliezer says, you could be melech v'hano li'amamela. So in other words, you have 10,000 loaves of bread. One of them is, it has in it Isurim of Avodah Zarah because it was only there because of Avodah Zarah. So take that anah, throw out that anah, and the rest of it is now mut. So it's a type of tolan. I mean, it's more than a tolan. It didn't happen on its own. It means you can take out the hana. It doesn't answer the whole thing. But in other words, Rebbe Eliezer holds that the sveika would be usher because it's a chirot, pachirot. It doesn't matter how much it's mixed. You still have to be yelech hana liyamamela. So maybe that's how he holds this special dinner of Avodah Zarah. You were saying, where do we find somebody who holds a special dinner of Avodah Zarah and only Avodah Zarah? Rebbe Eliezer. Does it have to be Rabbi Yehuda and Bishimon? That's one approach. Tain is Rabbi Nutam. It's a crazy approach. Whoever heard of bringing a Mishnah and expecting that everybody knows which Rebbe Eliezer we're talking about? I mean, whenever the Gemara does this, it will always bring the context of Rebbe Eliezer. Obviously, it's referring to a Rebbe Eliezer that we've been discussing. How could it be referring to somebody that we don't know what it's about? Besides, it's not true. It's Rebbe Eliezer. Why can't it be the Rabbanan and Rebbe Eliezer? The Rabbanan and Rebbe Eliezer argue only about whether Yolich HaNa'ali Amamela. They're not arguing about whether it's Asur. So it's definitely Asur. So why would you say Rebbe Eliezer? And what do you mean? You mean the Mishnah that has Rebbe Eliezer in it, including those who argue on No, that's pretty strange, says Rabbi Natan. Therefore, he is Ma'adif, Rashi's own other pshat, which is that we're not popping back up into the original question of giving an Iba'it Ema on the solution that we had with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We remain local. Locally, we're discussing the question, why would it say three and not two? And we are referring, therefore, to the Rebbe Eliezer above mentioned. So what was the aforementioned Rebbe Eliezer? Was the case of a Karav Echad Mehem. Since over there Rebbe Eliezer said that Davka Lohiter, this is Rabbi Elazar in Rebbe Eliezer, you will recall, said Lohiter Rabbi Eliezer Elashnayim Shnayim. Well, honey babes, if you don't have four, you don't have Shnayim Shnayim. Because 2 + 2 = 4. So Mamela, we had to take a case where one fell into three, not where one fell into two, because then we wouldn't be able to be matter all of them. That's all. They're just logistics. Okay. So then it's just simply a way out of needing to say that when you say three, you don't mean three, you really mean one into two. You mean three in order to get four. Cool, clean. Okay. So that's another approach. Now, according to this, we would still be saying that Shmuel is holding Aliba, Rabbi Shimon, with his consideration of the difference between Avodah Zarah and other things. Says Rish Lakish. A case similar to Rimone Badan is Chaviyot Stuma. Correct? It's closed the barrels. They too are Choshev, and they are not Batal. Says Rish Lakish that Chavit Shel Truma. So you have one of these things, and it was mixed. That the din is if it was not flahachet mehem liyama melach, who true kulam damrin and hachta nafal di sura nafal. Now this sounds like old hat a little bit. This is sort of repeating. If one of them falls into the yama melach, then we can assume that the one that fell was the truma. And everything else is mutter. It's the same case that we had about one of the Evarim was Korav, or one of the Taba'ot fell into the Yamamelach. Sounds like the same thing. Says the Gemara, well, it's not the same. The truth is, we needed Reb Nachman or Merav on Rav Aleph, who said the case of the Taba'ot. And we also need Reish Lakish, who's saying the case of the Chaviyot. Why? Because the Imid Reb Nachman, I would have said, you know, the reason that we're samech, that one fell, is because there's absolutely nothing else to do. Now, you'll say, but that's a chumrah. That's true, but it's also a kula. Remember that one of the very important dinim about ta'arovet, here we're talking about bitul, but I would have thought it has to do with this issue as well, is a davar sheyeshlo matirin is not bitul. So that if something that you can address without needing to think about the tarovet, if there's a way to do something better, we don't say, all right, let's forget about the iser. Truma, what's your problem? You have to eat the truma. Give it to a kohen. The kohen will eat the truma. I said, how will it get? You'll sell the whole lot to the kohen. So you have now 1,000 barrels. Sell it to kohanim. I mean, that's not. You're going to take a big loss because you've got a limited market. These kohanim, they drive a hard bargain. As we know from, you know, our locals. Tough people. But nonetheless, at least it has matirin. So I would say, okay, if you're talking about avodat kochavim, what are you going to do? Throw the whole thing out? It's hopeless. There's nothing else to do about it. In order to avoid a total loss, will allow you to be samech on tayin. But when it would come to the case that Reish Lakish is bringing over here about a chavish or truma, I would say sell the whole thing to kohanim. Yeshla matirim, I won't be matirim. Remember, the whole point over here, I mean, is we're searching for a kula, we're searching for a way out. I mean, who's saying we're going to be makil because of this? On the other hand, let's say we would have a shlokish case, right? How do you say in English when something is very, very clear to people that it happened? It announced itself in a big way. It makes a big splash. That's what happened over here. One of the chaviot fell into the yam. So it makes a big splash. Therefore, chavit de minkara nefilata, everybody knows. But a tabat, who's going to know? Lo minkara nefilata. So over there, I mean, it's got to be something that at least clearly has separated out. It's gone, kaput. And it's known. And therefore, we'll say, okay, so then it's no longer part of the mixture. Maybe we won't be makel over there. Therefore, tzrich, we need both cases. Omar Rabbah, you should know that this really was part of Reish Lakish's idea. Because when Reish Lakish was matir, the case by Truma, he was not matir all cases. Lo hitir Reish Lakish, the only reason that he was matir it is because of the fact that a chavit is so choshev, and it's minkara nefilata. So there, yes, it's obviously clear to people that the reason that we were making was because of the nefila. But let's say your problem would be a teina. I mean, it's not going to be matir because a teina fell in. I mean, it's not noticeable. Whereas Rabbi Yosef says, look, the point over here is that the nefilata, kinefilata, kach aliyata, it's exactly the same thing, the same way that it fell a katfila into this heter. It was big enough to aser. You know, the old vort of the Breslov Rebbe, right? Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. If you believe that you can be mekalkel, so you should believe that you can be metaken. So you believe that this thing is so bad that it falls into the others, it's nicker, you can be mekalkel with its nefila. So why can't you believe that you can be metaken with its aliyah? It's the same thing. I mean, so you're ready to say, oi, 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 a teina fell into the teinot. Who noticed? Everybody notices. Oh, okay. So if everybody notices when it falls out, they also notice. You can't have it both ways. The memel. Why would it be machalik? Kegelefilata, kach aliyata. Ima tama amin shef shalakal kel tamin shef shal. Litake.
I'm from Shola, both sides like this.
What's that? What's the matter?
From Shola, both sides.
No, rejected this? Can't handle it. Okay, it's a Gemara. I'm bringing his marker from the Gemara. What's seriously, there's many times he has Meredith and Makaris that people think it's just silliness that he came up with. It's amazing Makaris he has. So, okay. So, Omar Rabbi Elazar, Chavit Shel Truma. Omar Rabbi Elazar, chavit shel truma, shenafla b'me'ah chaviyot. There's a very simple etzah over here. You know what you could do? A chavit is only choshev when it's closed. We said chaviyot stumot. Okay, so open it. So now you open it. You say, I mean, but what about the suffik of truma? Okay, what was the amount of the suffik of truma? It was 1 in 100. That's what asers take out, 1 in 100, give it as truma, and drink the rest of it. L'chaim. So you can go ahead and be poteach achat mi'am, but not only mi'am, k'dei dimua. Dimua is the shear of the suffix of truma. And that way it's similar to the idea of yodach hanoli amamela that he had in the other case. As long as you're giving out, you're not being nene directly from the truma element of the mixture, you give away the truma. And that way it should be okay. So Rabbi Shaya heard this. Reb Dimi was saying this over. Boy, oh boy, it sounds to me like a serious gemau shtik. Yeah. Open wide and let me pour it. What do you mean? You're going to go open it? Open it? So if you're going to open it, what is the point of our entire discussion about chaviyot stumot being a problem? Open it. I mean, obviously, if chaviyot stumot are not bottle, then it would be something like being bevatel isur lechatchila to go open it. I mean, l'chaim? This is what this is about? Gemar v'shti? No. What you should have said was niftecha chat man. If one of them opens, you open it. One of them opens. Then our rabbi says, Rabbi Ralbach, I mean, we're in the OU over here. If it was Mela. So Mela niftecha chat man, not only mena kede dimua v'shote. Omre boshaya, chavit shel teruma, again, it has to be stuba, shenitarva, b'me'ah v'chamishim v'chaviyot, V'niftechu me'ah mehem. Now, how about the question of what the impact of the rov that would be niftach would have on the miut that wouldn't be niftach? No, you're talking about one of them is niftach. We talk me'ah. And so you have a shir dimuah. How about where the problem is you have more than shir dimuah? The only reason it wasn't bato was because it was something that was chashiv, wasn't bato, chaviyot stuma. So you had now a mixture in 150. 100 of the 150 got open. Now you're left with 50. Now we did your eitz. What about the remaining 50? Because now, I mean, you took out basically equivalent of an entire barrel of truma from that. One in 100. One 100th of each barrel. Now you end up with exactly the 100th of truma. So you say, okay, so now we'll rely on the truma having been in the rove, and the rest of it will be mutter. No. The whole thing is usr. V'shar asurin ad sheyipatchu. Lo amrin an isura beruba ita. We're not, this is not a case where you could say that I'll be samech, as Rav said, on the case of Porish, Echad b'yam, and Nofel yam HaMelach, and so on, that we can now be samech that the isur is in the other. Okay, so some learn that indeed he's been chilek. Otherwise, we'll have to make a chilek, but we'll wait until we conclude the sugya, go over it, b'kloliyuta. Next case we had in the Mishnah. Haroveya v'hanirva. There's a whole list of different things that get mixed up with kilayim and yotzei daifen and treifa and so on and so forth. Now, all of the cases make a lot of sense to me, but the treifa doesn't make sense to me because of our president's problem. I mean, how do you know it's a treifa? Ramanashach, if you see it's a treifa, so then it's not mixed up. So go look and you'll see it's a treifa. If you don't see it's a treifa, how'd you know it was a treifa in the first place? We hope the president doesn't bring a raya from here that the Gemara doesn't believe in alien. So says the Gemara, Bishlei Makulo, I understand all the other, how are you going to know if something is a Yetzidayfa, something is a Kilayim, there's no way of knowing. But a Treifa, I understand, Echidami, I mean, Mamonopshah. Iyadiyale, if you could tell it's a Treifa, I assume that's how you knew it was a Treifa in the first place, so then take it out of the mixture, Leite Velishkele. Viloyadale, if it's not noticeable, how'd you know it was a Treifa in the first place? So Minoyada Diyare, Amre Deve Rabbianai, it's very simple. We could talk about a case where we have two animals, they look the same, they both have a hole in the side. One of them, we know, was attacked by an animal that is teref, and then we have a list in Chul of animals that are torfim, and that in making such a scratch through the skin of the animal will die. But, I mean, there's another one that's got a hole in the side by bumping into a piece of glass or a coat that was sticking out of a wall. Now, since we can't tell the difference, so if we have one of the trafers that are mixed up in 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 animals that have holes the same way, but who knows? Whether this was the hole that was caused by a wolf, maybe it was caused by a coat, so there's no way to tell. So it was the Yariv de Kuvata coats, Bidrusata Zev. Rachel Akish Amar, I have a different case. I'm tining the case is one of these animals fell off a roof, and the din is that an animal that falls, even if there's no indication on the outside of the animal's a trait. Before we get to the discussion here of the possibility of what's known as a nefula, and that is something that you can't tell from the outside, where the animal fell from height, and what that height is defined in Masechet Chulin. But the point over here is that if an animal falls, it is unable to stand up. So then the din is that by definition, that is a type of treifas in which if it's shechted before it has shown that it's capable of surviving 24 hours, it's called a treifa because of a new idea called organ compression, or risuk evorim, the shaking up of its parts. And this would be true even if you checked it out and you saw that there was absolutely no sign of treifot at all, there was no hole in the lungs, there was no breaking of the spinal column, and so on and so forth. If, however, after 24 hours it survives and then you shecht it, then you check it over for all of the simanim of treifot. Now the problem with this thing is that once it was in a position which there is already a chazaka, that it's got a problem until proven otherwise, even if you find it afterwards not to have been a treifa, does survive, you cannot bring it into the Azorah because there's a general halacha of akriveu no lepechatecha. So you know it's not a treifa, something that would not have been brought to your own governor, king, It's not something you bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An animal that was in a bad state and had to go through this whole checkout is not considered to be something that is suitable to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the issue over here is that according to one man, the Omar, the halacha indeed is that nefula per se is not necessarily something that's unsuitable. Because if it would get up and walk away, so then there's not even a concern. It would be totally kosher. And if it stands, then it doesn't even need the 24 hours. So if that were the case, then it would indeed be a question of something that is completely unidentifiable in terms of nefula, but the fact that it would last would mean that it was right to bring on the Mizbeach, so it wouldn't help us much. But if you would hold that even if it does stand, it still requires further research. Even if it walked, you would need to do a bedika after you shechted it. So then you do indeed have a problem, knowing that there was one animal here that is unsuitable until it goes through a full bedika for trefut, means that you cannot bring it to the Azorah, and if it got mixed up with other animals, there'd be absolutely no way for us to define it, because it wouldn't help to do a bedika on every last one of them. So now, let's take a look at how this works into the sugya, now that we know what a nefula is. So, says the Gemara, what we're talking about over here, Resh Lakish Amar Kagon D'Yarev B'Nefula. Talking about that, basically, the tarfut was invisible, because the animal fell, and we have nothing we can do. Nefula? What's the big problem? Certainly, there is a possibility to be bodek it by allowing it to walk. If it walks, then it's totally kosher. It's an indication that there never was any problem with tarfut in the first place. Then there wouldn't even be an issue of bringing it to the Azor. So all we need to do is make sure that everything walks around, right? No, because the reason Reish Lakish says that a nefula is undetectable is because he holds kesavar, even if it's that still requires the miyat le'et, and even if it's holkador, it would be not need the miyat le'et, but it would certainly need the overall bedika from top to bottom for all possible trefot. And since it requires that trefa, that bedika, means that there's never a moment in which this thing is not considered to be a problem animal with suffix trefot, and that itself postulates it for bringing on the Mizbeach because of akriveu na lepechatecha.
Yeah.
The person gets up and he's fine.
A minute later drops dead.
Or even a few hours.
Yeah, unfortunately, I know of such a case.
Internal bleeding?
It's not internal bleeding. It's compressed organ.
It's a syndrome.
Yeah.
And that's mamish nefula. It's a common in automobile accidents, where everything looks fine, and they send the person home. And then... So Mamela, there's no way to see that. So you can understand. I know that the event happened. Mamela, it's a trefa, but I have no way of checking. Another example would be Rabbi Yirmiyahu. It could be talking about that it got mixed with a Vlad Trefa. Now, Vlad Trefa, or Libet Rebbe Eliezer, who holds Rebbe Eliezer, the other Vlad Trefa, lo yikarev l'gabe mizbeach. So according to him, there's obviously no way to know. I just know the fact that it got mixed up, and now I can't see which one it is. There's no evidence on its body of this having taken place. Now, kulak rev yanai lo amre, the reason we didn't want to say the simple solution that we have one that was as a whole from a wolf and one that has a coat is because you could tell the difference. Bein nekuvata kotz drusata zev, they hold, is not really tarovet. It's mida yadia. You can always tell the penetration of a wolf is not round, because there's always a ripping movement associated with the attack. And therefore, the hole is always a pull, not simply a hole, and it's extended, so it's mush. And the coats would be ogil. Reish Lakish, we don't want to say like Reish Lakish, because they don't hold that it still requires me'et le'et. Therefore, they say if it was amda, ina tzricha me'et le'et, holcha ina tzricha bedika. So what's the problem in nefula? They're all walking, and it's kosher. You don't have a problem with trefa. Because whatever the one that was in the fool, as long as every single one of them walks, it's everything is fine. Kirib Yirmiya Loam. The reason they didn't want to say that it's going Alibi to Rebbe Eliezer is because we don't believe that what would stam the Mishnah would be going Alibi to Shita Rebbe Eliezer, Vlad Trefa Lo Yikarev. We don't want to make the Mishnah go only like Rebbe Eliezer. And therefore, we have three different approaches. Omar Rav, Tabat shel Avodat Kochavim Shnitarva B'me'at Tabaot U'Pirshu Arba'im L'Makom Echad. ושישים למקום אחר, פרשה אחת מ-40 אינה אוסרת, אחת מ-60 אוסרת. וואי, מה יש לאחת מ-40 ולא? דאמרין, איסורה ברובה איתה. ואחת מ-60 אוסר? So the 59 is still a רובה? דאמרין,
Yisur Baruba Yitzah.
Sorry, what I meant was if the whole Arbor, or Porshakul Mokam Echad, Eno Sot, if the whole Shishim, or Porshakul Mokam Echad, they are Osot. The Gamrita Kamirish will Omar Lay. No, not by Avodat Kochavim. Over there, Sveika, Sveik, Sveika, Sasura, Atsov Ola, Meitve, Safek Avodat Kochavim Asura, Usveik, Sveika, Muteret, Nalek Shmo. Ketzer Koshel Avodat Kochavim, Shinafalo, Tsar Malekosot, Kulam Asurim. Then it's mutarim. Yeah, but that, I don't hold like that. Mandiyom, Tanoihi. The Tanya Rabbi Yudah Omeri Monei Badano Sir Bechoshu Keitzah Nafalecha Datoch Ribo Miribo Loribo Asurin. And Rabbi Shimon Ben Yudah Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. No, no, only Loribo Asurin. But once it's a Sveik Sveika Miribo Loshleisha, then not. Rabbi Shleisha Makom Acher, then not. Muta. Well. But you still haven't answered Shmuel. Shmuel, they're like, come on. Ik Reb Yudah, afil b'shari surim nami osur. Ik Reb Shimon, afil b'avodat kochavim nami mutar. V'chite m'shani el Reb Shimon ben avodat kochavim l'shari surim. So then there's nobody that would hold that safek avodat kochavim as a surah v'sfek sfek amuter. You said it's about locus tanoi. So now who's he going like? L'Reb Yudah v'lo Reb Shimon. Okay, so Lyolam Rabbi Shimon, and therefore you're right, that Shmuel is not following anybody, but Lamaisa, Savalak Rabbi Yudah Bechoda, Upolagalai Bechoda. Omar Mar, you said, Miribo, Lishlosha, Mishlosha, Lamakom Acher, Mutah, where is Shlosha? Marshla Shlosha, I'm assuming because of the Arov, the Shlosha is more of a Arov than Shnaim, Shnaim Nami Karuba. My Shlosha Diktani, total. Shlosha tarte vahu, or vibay tema savalak Rabbi Eliezer. Now this is either, and therefore we need a total of four to sell 2x2, or vibay tema Shmuel holds like Rabbi Eliezer in the shita of the pot that was nafal aribo miribo aribo. He holds like that shita, and therefore there's a mandiyama that says that we should be more machmer by avodat kochavim. Amr Ish Lakish, Chavit Shel Truma, Shnitava B'mea Chaviyot, V'naf L'achat B'yam L'amam Melech, Uchukula. D'Amrin Nahach, V'nafal D'Yisur Nafal. Now you'll say, that's the same thing as Rabbi Nachman Amarav, B'nogea, the Taba'ot. It's not. Yitzchak Nurnachav, Yitzchak Ish Lakish. D'i, Mid Rabbi Nachman, I would say, you know why we're making over there to say Tehillim? Because since Avodat Kochavim Ein L'matirin, there's no choice, otherwise you're going to lose the whole lot. But Truma. Just so low, think they're declining. So it's Yesh Lamatirim Lo. V'yimid Reish Lokesh, I'd say maybe that's because it makes a big splash, the Chavit. Minkra Nefilata, Aval Tabat, Lo Minkra Nefilata, Lo. Therefore, I need both cases. Omar Rabbah, you should know that, really, Lo Hita Reish Lokesh, except where it makes a big splash, which is the Chavit. The Minkra Nefilata, Aval Teina Lo, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Afilu Teina, Kedefilata Kachaliyata. Why does it make a big enough splash to be mekalkel and not a big enough splash to be betaken? Omar Rabbi Elazar, chavit shel truma shenafla b'me'ah chaviyot. All you need to do is l'chaim. Poteach echad mi'em v'notel min ha'gdei dimu ha'v'shote. Yadim Reb Dimi v'kormel al-shabay t'amalei. Omar Reb Nachman, what do you mean poteach? What is this? L'chaim. G'mah u'shtika chazinach. Ela ima nifticha achat b'yam notele mena kedei dimua v'shoteh. Omer Rabbi Yoshaya chavitcha teruma shitarva b'mea v'chamishim chaviyot v'niftechu mea meyem notele mena kedei dimua v'shoteh v'shar asurin ad sheyipatchu. But we don't say that Isura Baruba Ita in this case. Haroveya v'anirva z'bishlema kula lo yadiyah, but the treifa m'manav shach b'yechidami. I yadiyah lay in the first place, so then just look around and find it again. And later and take it out of here, v'lishkale. V'yelo yadah lay in the first case, how did you even know that a treifa was mitarev? Mino yadah di yarab? Amri de v'rabiyani hachma eskinan, kegon di yarev, nekuvat akot bedrusat azev. Rish lakashomer, kegon di yarav, benefula, Nifulanami, you could still be Livdaka. No, Kasavar, Amda, Tsukami, eight, Liet, Alcha, Tsukabidika, Rabbi Yirmi Omar, Kagon di Iarev, Bivlatrefa, Virabeli Ezri, the Omar, Vlatrefa, Loikarev, Gavin Bisbea. Now, Kulak Rabbiani, Lo Amri, Because you could tell the difference between a Nukvat HaKotz and a Drusat HaZev. What's big? Yida? Yadi in this case? Well, the Zev is Mashiach. And the Kotz is Agil. Kiresh Lokish Lo Amre. Because they hold if Amda Inatzich Meitleit. If Holchei Inatzich Medika. So Emela, what's the problem? Kiribi Yeremia Lo Amre. Because, well, you want to say the Mishnah is going Dafka like Rebbe Eliezer. All's Vlad Shevis Asur Lagavim Bizbeah. Lomukmi.